The government is working to reassure the public about the availability of drugs to treat anthrax. It's expanding its stockpile of Cipro, the best-known treatment for the disease, and the Food and Drug Administration says other antibiotics, such as penicillin, are also effective. But many Americans are still worried the medicines won't be available if they need them, and some are even heading to Mexico to stock up on Cipro. Here's a report from Eric Kneeler of member station KPBS in San Diego.
In an outdoor shopping center just south of the San Ysidro border crossing, Jacob Jara stocks his shelves with Cipro. This discount pharmacy has sold $5,000 worth in the past week. Unlike the United States, customers here in Tijuana don't need a prescription. Jara isn't a doctor, but he recommends it to anyone who stops in.
They usually just come and get it, you know, for just something happens. If nothing happens, they can still use it for so many things, not just for the anthrax.
Lisa Hallinger and a friend drove down from Los Angeles to stock up on Cipro. They say they just want to be safe and save some money.
28 pills for $13. You know, it's several hundred at home. Just concerned that supplies would run out if we need them.
Since the anthrax scare began, sales of Cipro have jumped fivefold in Tijuana. That's a needed boost for many small pharmacies whose sales have slumped in the past month. Long lines at the border have kept many tourists away. While Americans see common sense in stocking up on cheap medicine, public health officials in Baja California are worried. They say that overuse of Cipro by both U.S. and Mexican consumers could eventually lead to resistant strains of infectious diseases. Baja California has been hit with the same anthrax hoaxes and false alarms as the United States. Baja Health Regulation Director Alfredo Gruel Culebro says he's concerned that a run on antibiotics could leave the city's health system unprotected.
The supply, we hope it doesn't, but it might run low here in Tijuana. What we are trying to do right now is to get in touch, and we are getting through to the pharmacies and tell them to be more strict and not just start selling Cipro.
Gruel says he doesn't have inspectors to cover all of Tijuana's 2,000 pharmacies. Any drug resistance could affect Tijuana's crowded neighborhoods, which are breeding grounds for respiratory and other diseases that are treated with antibiotics like Cipro. But for shopkeepers like Jacob Jara, anthrax panic in the U.S. means money in his pocket.
Right now we got 50 bottles more, and what we're going to do on the outside of the store, we're going to put a big sign that we sell Cipro.
For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler in Tijuana.